0530.
Parafini, parafini, makota pela, makota pela, ya unga unga wa kastoma, zipiango, wa kastoma zipiango.
Vika chitika, musavimberera kwa.
Some days test your limits. The sweat, the push. It all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
The news on Kombon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kombon Radio News. Kombon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 8:50. Kombon Radio 94.9. It's Kombon. Hakuna kulala.
The headlines on Kombon Radio.
Police nab two in a murder arson case in Sinda. In African news, Burkina Faso refuses to take deportees as U.S. stops issuing visas. To present the news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. Police in Sinda District, Eastern Province, have apprehended the two ringleaders of the mob that murdered one person and left another with multiple injuries on suspicions of stock theft in Mpita village of Mbangombe Chiefdom. Eastern Province Police Commanding Officer Robertson Mwemba has confirmed that Michael Banda, 34, and Christopher Banda, 65, both of Mpita village, were apprehended at around 01 hours in an operation by Sinda Police. Mr. Mwemba noted that the two suspects are out of the six that were named as ringleaders in the murder arson and unlawful wounding case by a mob of villagers that killed a 33-year-old Brian Banda. He explained that the mob also left Maliko Sakala, aged 38, over Azeleguze village in Katete with multiple wounds on mayor speculations that they were the ones behind a spate of stock theft in the area. The victims have visited Mpita village in August this year on unknown mission. Mr. Mwemba said the suspects are also reportedly set ablaze a Quantum bus registration number ARB 6415 that was with them at the time. He further said that police investigations have continued in order to ensure the remaining four suspects who are still in hiding are brought to book. Welders in Lusaka's Kalingalinga compound have expressed their frustration over the persistent load shedding, citing it as a significant setback to their businesses. Speaking in an interview with Kombon Radio News, the welders explained that the limited power supply hinders their productivity, making it challenging to complete projects on time. They stated that the 3 hours of power supply currently being experienced has made it difficult for them to complete their projects, leading to lost revenue and opportunities. The welders have emphasized the importance of a stable energy supply to the economy and have since urged the government to address this challenge being first in the energy sector.
That's why I'm happy that in case.
Kapirimponshi Town Council Chairperson Brilliant Munyeke yesterday conducted a tour of agro shops in the Central Business District to assess their preparedness for the Farmer Input Support Program, FISIP, ahead of the 2025-2026 farming season. Mr. Munyeke expressed their satisfaction with the level of preparedness among the agro dealers, noting that farmers would be able to redeem their inputs without challenges. The agro shops I visited had larger stocks of essential farming inputs, including urea, basal fertilizer, and various seed varieties. Mr. Munyeke also appealed to farmers in the district to redeem their inputs promptly before the onset of rains to ensure timely preparation for the farming season.
The agro dealers are 100% ready, and we have inspected their depot. They have got enough fertilizer, they have got enough seeds, they have got enough weed killers, they have got enough farming input, which is a very good thing in a district. So I could make a recommendation that we would like to thank the agro dealer for the job that they have done so far, because then they are ready. What is remaining is just for our farmers to redeem their inputs. So that is our humble request, and to our farmers, we are also requesting our farmers to be patient as they wait for the issue of FISIP. In addition to that, we are happy with the government, because they have also said that they will not just consider people who have taken the maize to FRIA.
The Zambia Congress of Trade Unions, ZCTU, says the proposed ZESCO funds in the 2026 national budget will help stabilize electricity supply and ease the financial burden on workers affected by power disruptions. In the 2026 budget, the government has proposed a dedicated electricity allocation fund worth 500 million kwacha to support on-grid and off-grid energy projects, a move expected to channel funding towards the power sector improvements, including ZESCO operations and infrastructure. ZCTU President Blair Kamulala says the ongoing energy challenges have had a severe effect on productivity and employment across various sectors. He says the energy crisis has had a huge negative implications on the workforce, with job losses resulting from reduced productivity. He notes that the fund, once implemented, is expected to improve electricity stability, enhance industrial output, and reduce the economic strain on both workers and employers. Mr. Mlala has further called for proper management of the fund to ensure it directly addresses the energy challenges that continue to hinder economic growth and job creation.
Government had said we want the national budget. We want a resource mobilization, which is going to be domestic, domestic resource mobilization. So we had made submissions to government. Because, like I said in the first place, the national budget to us, it was not just like, it's not an economic statement, but it is a social contract that's between government and its people. And for us as Zambia Congress of Trade Unions, workers' interest would have taken a center stage, because workers, they are the backbone and the drivers.
We break for a few commercials, but before that, we have a current business rate.
These business rates are brought to you by MTN.
0966-22-15.
Like 5233.
That's my number. The one with all zeros plus.
We all have our way of saying our number. It's more than just digits. It's part of our identity. With MTN Namba Yanga, you can join the MTN family with the same number that everybody already knows. Simply reserve your number by visiting our website, numbayanga.mtn.zm. Reserve your number today and register it within 7 days to make it yours. Namba Yanga.
MTN, everywhere you go.
Current business rates on Company Radio.
My business rate, mitengo, zama order, zamele kalandira, ife, pa Company Radio, nizi.
50 kg delele, 700. 50 kg kalembula, 80 kwacha. 50 kg impua, 550. 50 kg Lumanda, 100 kwacha. 50 kg Ondwe, 100 kwacha.